This is Tanya on Joy 94.9 with an Australian Open 2014 update. The Aussie ladies owned day 3 at the Open. It wasn't as hot as day 2, thankfully, and there were no reports of tram tracks melting, much to the delight of fans. Casey Delacroix was the biggest story of the day, knocking out Wimbledon semi-finalist Kirsten Flipkens. I spoke to Casey after the match.
Casey, that was a big win over the 18th seed. Where does that rank in your best victories?
Yeah, that means a lot to win today. You know, I'm outside 100 and haven't been pushing the latter stages of Grand Slams for a while. So, it means a lot. But yeah, I guess in terms of my career and where I've come, it's probably definitely the best career win for me in that sense since my injuries and stuff, for sure.
China's Zhi Zheng has the task up next of playing our Casey after beating American Madison Keys in 3 sets and knows it will be tough to do it here.
So I know she's been so aggressive and she did so well last year, the doubles. Yeah, she's a tough player because she's from here. It's hometown for her and for sure as many persons support her.
Aussie Sam Stosur was lucky her opponent Svetlana Peronkova called for the trainer as she was off court quickly with a victory and out of the heat wave 6-2, 6-love.
I mean, you could kind of tell that she wasn't moving so great and all that, but regardless of whether the trainer comes out, you don't want to take your foot off the pedal.
But she was mostly thrilled to be improving with every match she plays.
Look, I'm looking forward to it. I'm happy to be in the third round. I want to keep going. I'm really pleased with the way that I played tonight and hopefully I can keep building on what I just did to Friday's match and yeah, really enjoy it out there and have fun.
It seems we have more Aussies this year than ever before.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think we're having a really good week. I'm sure I can speak for all of us who are still going. We want to keep going and keep doing well. I watched a little bit of Kyrgios play on TV yesterday, a bit of Kokkinakis as well, and they were 2 great matches. And I'm sure those 2 guys are super excited playing their first Aussie Open. So that's awesome for them. And Kay's still going. We're having a great time and hopefully we can keep it rolling.
Aussie Matthew Ebden was the unlucky casualty of the day, losing in 4 sets to Canadian Vasek Popasil. He won the first set, but lost the next 2 heartbreaking tiebreakers, smashing his racket into the ground, and then it just slipped away.
Did you find the atmosphere different to, say, court 1 or 2 to centre court?
Yeah, it was, I guess because it's much bigger, it's not as vocal. It's not, I didn't find it as much of a, you know, real buzzing atmosphere in there. I think it's a little bit of a different crowd, whether it's just the nighttime or after a long day in the heat, I guess everyone's maybe a bit subdued. But, you know, obviously on the show court and Margaret Court, you know, it's sort of closer in. And yeah, maybe just because it's a lot bigger, it's a bit more subdued.
Canadian Eugene Bouchard was expecting a kiss at the net after her win over Virginia Rosano, but decided to initiate the ritual herself.
I just thought because she was French that they do the kissy thing, so I thought she kind of maybe wanted to, and I was hesitating, so I just kind of went for it.
The Canadian beauty also seems to have a lot of Aussie fans.
Yeah, they're amazing. I don't know where they came from, these Australian guys, but they're really supportive and they just come up with all these songs and it's really cool and I think it gets the rest of the crowd really involved as well. So they better show up to my next match.
Yes.
Gave me a little koala. They call themselves the Genie Army, so they said that's a present from the Genie Army. So, you know, reminder of who they are and their Australian support. I don't know. I'll put it in my room somewhere, I think.
Stan Wawrinka probably didn't expect Colombian Alejandro Falla to push him to 4 sets in his win on Margaret Court Arena, but he knows the crowd will support him in all his battles.
Stan, can you tell us about the atmosphere out there on the court? The fans were really vocal.
No, it's great. I think it's an amazing atmosphere to play a night session on the Margaret Court. I had the chance 2 years ago to play against Marcos Baghdati, so it was a crazy night. And yeah, tonight again was a lot of people, a lot of fans over there, and it's always great, especially here. I think it's different. Fans are really into it. They're really enjoying the match. They're really loud, and I think it's always fun to play.
His opponent had nothing to lose.
We all know how difficult is it to play against him. He can play really good. Sometimes I have the feeling that better I'm playing, better he's playing, because if you play fast and he can play better because you don't have to think too much. That's what happened a little bit in the 3rd and 4th sets.
Stan has always been a humble champion and says he doesn't think he'll win the tournament, so he hasn't even thought about how he'll celebrate if he does.
And if you win this tournament, is your first Grand Slam, you're going to skydiving or not?
I'm not going to win the tournament, so we're not there yet. I can skydiving without winning the tournament, you know. It's not a problem for me.
Lina had a quick first set, 6-love over Belinda Bencic, but then a tough battle, 7-6 in the second. She didn't want to get caught up comparing Bencic to her first round opponent, though.
Was she better than Konja when you played her?
Don't try to ask her that, okay?
Both players pretty good.
Your opponent today, just 16, young girl.
Okay, my half age, yeah.
Yes. Did that make you feel like an old lady or?
No, I think I'm mostly young in this room, right?
This has been an Australian Open 2014 update on Joy 94.9.